Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Roy Blunt Jr. grew up in the South, which means he was eating pork belly back when butchery was not considered glamorous, and chowing on chicken gizzards long before anyone dreamed that a chef would admit to cooking with organ meats, never mind beyond TV. The frequent Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me panelist is neither highbrow in his love of food nor language. Witness this little nugget from an appreciation of a frequently maligned condiment.
Truer words were never uttered. Anything good is better buttered.
That is one of many homespun odes to deliciousness from Save Room for Pie, Food Songs, and Chewy Ruminations, which is what, Roy, your 24th book?
That's right, Virginia, number 24.
Well, I'm so glad to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you write, where I come from, the worst thing you can be is persnickety, which means you're not afraid of eating what kinds of food that other people consider scary.
Well, you mentioned organ meats, that is, say, organic organ meats, and you mentioned, well, there's okra, of course, and lots of things, like butter, that people have eschewed now seems to be good for us, from what I'm reading. And as soon as I hear that something is good for us again, I tend to go that way. And if I hear that something is bad for us, I say, let's not rush to judgment.
Anything that you won't eat?
Well, I mean, I don't like Japanese red bean desserts for some reason. When they grind up red beans and turn them into odd pastries, somehow that has never, it just don't seem right to me. But maybe I'll learn, because I believe in in acquired tastes. If I had not ever acquired any tastes, I would be very limited indeed.
I remember in the book you writing about foam as something you would resist.
That's true. I might not know whether I have eaten it or not, because it just seems to be a ridiculous form of food. Anybody who reduces bacon or mushrooms to just foam is crazy. I mean, half the delight of bacon and mushrooms is the texture and the chew feel.
Well, hence the chewy ruminations from the subtitle.
Right.
You gotta
right.
chew. Well, you and food clearly get along very well. And I know public radio listeners have heard you plenty, but maybe not seen you. You don't look like a guy who overindulges a lot in food. Is there a secret to that?
Well, I got sciatica a few months ago, and I've didn't get much sleep, and somehow or another, I lost a lot of weight. I don't recommend that diet plan, but I tend to get a little paunchy, I'll admit it. But I'd rather be paunchy than deprive myself of perfectly good food. There are some guidelines. For instance, if a food sounds like a poo sharp, like natural fats, it's probably good for you. If it sounds like something sort of sadomasochistic, like whipped spread, it is not good for you.
Also in your guidelines, eat as much gravy as you want, and of course, save room for pie.
Save room for pie. Yeah, that's the theme of the book, is save room for pie. It is a guideline, because we all know that the first three French fries are the best ones. They're the real good ones that you deserve. But after that, you're just eating them because they're there, and they're not as good. And there are two ways to stop doing that. You can either say, okay, just stuff your face. You're just going to get fat on these french fries. Just go ahead, do it. In which case, you will lose respect for yourself. Or you can say to yourself, let's save room for pie. And even if you don't wind up eating any pie, you're thinking about pie, and you don't need to eat extra french fries.
So how about all the advice we get on avoiding fats and sugar and eating for health? What's your opinion on eating healthy?
I think you should bear health in mind, but eating just purely for health is like marrying for money. It's not crazy. I mean, there's some logic to it, but unless there's an element of yum there, neither marriage nor eating is going to work.
And obviously, you like to tuck into a good-sized steak. What to you is a good-sized steak?
Once I went to Canyon Ranch, it was a health spa place once, mm-hmm. to write a story about it, and I was served a steak that it was a poignant little steak. It was about the size of my thumb, and I felt protective toward it, really. I like a steak that's big enough to sort of wrestle with it. It doesn't have to be huge, but there's something about a steak that wants to be slightly bigger than you really want to eat. Now, that this is and steak is something that I do not say save room for pie during. I don't know. Maybe I'm inconsistent.
Well, you may recognize that voice as Roy Blunt, Jr. He's a frequent panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He's also an author of many, many books, and his journalism experience is vast and fascinating. The newest book is called Save Room for Pie, Food Songs and Chewy Ruminations. But on the subject of steak, you make clear that your wife is very concerned about, you know, first of all, eating healthy, eating organic, and eating food that is good for the planet. How do you manage that?
Well, it's something that's the new challenge of eating today is to eat in such a way that you won't contribute to the melting of the polar ice cap, and eating in such a way that the animals you eat have had some sort of life before you eat them. So we eat grass-fed, not just grass-fed beef, but grass-finished beef.
What does that mean?
Never been lots of so-called grass-fed beef has been they've been fed grass-fed until the last week or so when they're rushed off to a, you know, one of those places where they're stuffed on, they're rushed off to a corn lot where they're stuffed with quick carbohydrates and fattened up. So you need cows that have had a nice grazing life. And so then you can feel, yeah, there are all sorts of other environmental issues with regard to meat, obviously, but I just can't do without meat. I wrote a little poem about it. It's called I Like Meat. Cold meat and hot meat, sliced thick or thin. I guess I've just got meat under my skin. Pardon while I recite my own verse.
I really appreciate you doing it. Well, you grew up in the South, now live part-time in the South and also in Western Mass. But yeah, you resist comparing how people eat in the North and South. Why is that?
Well, I've got a long piece in the book, which is the kind of large family eating scene that I grew up with, of people eating lots of the food and just pushing themselves to the point of eating as much as they possibly can and also talking about it while they do it. It's set in the South, and it's kind of a Southern accent, all they talk, but I've read that scene in front of audiences for all over the country, and people come up from Italian families and Midwestern families of all kinds, and they come up and say, "That's not just Southern. That's the way we used to talk when we ate when I was a kid."
It is a substantial little section of the book. So many different expressions for "boy, I've eaten too much." But would you like to share any of that with us?
All right, I'll read you some from this piece called The Way Folks Are Meant to Eat. And us to thy service, I'm in. Pitch in. I don't know where to start first. Big Mama has outdone herself tonight. Well, I just hope y'all can enjoy it. I believe I could eat a horse.
Would you look at them tomatoes?
Ooh, don't they look good?
Now, Tatum, slow down. You let that child enjoy himself. Well, you think we didn't feed him at home? He didn't get any snap beans. Lord, pass that child some snap beans. Lila, how about you over there? You need something more. Butter beans.
Ooh, land, no, I'm working on this corn.
Come on, just a dab.
Well, you talked me into it. Awful early to be getting this good of corn.
Eunice, would you send that Oakley back around?
Look at me, just a-putting it away. I'm eating like a field hand.
A little more tea to wash it down.
These greens. It goes on like that for quite a while.
I think Roy Blunt, Jr., you know, listening to that, I just think, is the best thing you can say at a table.
Yeah, it says it all.
Well, I thank you for speaking with us and reading for us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Roy Blunt, Jr., he is the author now of 24 books and, of course, a frequent Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me panelist. There's more in his book, Save Room for Pie, Food Songs and Chewy Ruminations at wordofmouthradio.org.